Ayrım 4.
The White Rider!
Our king and the White Rider!
Forth the Aeolian gas!
Hobbitses must be careful. They should use their hands as this probation.
Then they wouldn't fall over. Three precious little golems in a row we shall be if this goes on.
Come on, on we go. We're nearly at the end of the nasty marshes.
Yes. Nice hobbits, brave hobbits. Very weary they are, of course, as us.
So are we. Oh, my precious, all of us. But we must take Master away from the wicked lights. Yes, we must.
What is it? Well, what's the need to sniff? The stink nearly knocks me down with my nose held. You stink, and Master stink. The whole place stinks.
Yes, and Sam stinks. Poor Smeagol smells it. But good Smeagol bears it. Helps nice Master, but that's no matter. Air's moving. Change is coming.
What do you mean?
Smeagol wonders. He's not happy.
Go. What was that?
I don't know, Sam. But there is a wind at last. You feel it?
It's breaking the clouds up. Look. There's the moon.
Ah! Nasty white face. Nasty.
Nasty. Mr. Frodo, look. What? There. It's coming from Mordor. It's got wings.
Get down.
Raise this is on wings. The precious is their master, they seize everything. Nothing can hide from them. Curse the white face. And they'll tell him everything. He sees, he knows. Gollum.
Well, I don't know what that was, but I'm thankful it's gone. Come on, Gollum, on your feet. It's time to be moving on.
Not while the white face is in the sky. No.
It was not until the moon had sunk that Gollum would get up or make a move. For 3 days they journeyed in darkness, cowering under black rocks by day like worms, lest the winged terror should pass and spy them with its cruel eyes. At last, on the fifth morning since they took the road with Gollum, they came to the desolation that lay before Mordor.
What a terrible place this is. It's like being in a nightmare.
Nasty, yes. Poisonous pools that gasp and bubbly little hobbitses. Slimy, oozy pits and hills of ashes. Not nice, no. But Master said, take me to the king. And this.
This is the only way?
Well, I feel sick. With dust and foul fumes. Mr. Frodo, you look all in. Let's rest. Try and get some sleep. We'll move on again when evening comes.
promised. Yes, yes, my precious, we promised to save our precious, not to let him have it. Never. But it's going to him, yes. Nearer every step. What's the hobbits going to do with it?
Wonders, yes. Wonders.
I can't help it. Master's got it. Smeagol promised to help. Master.
What's he talking about? What's he going on about?
But if we was master, then we could help ourselves, is this? Yes. And still keep promises, is. But the precious holds the promise, then takes it. And let's hold it ourselves, is this? Then maybe master go. Make the other hobbit, the nasty, suspicious hobbit, make him crawl.
So much for you, Sam Ganji.
But not the nice hobbit. He's a Baggins. My precious, he's a Baggins. A Baggins stole it. He found it and he said nothing. Nothing. We hate Bagginses, not this Baggins. Yes, every Baggins. All peoples that keep the precious. We must have it. But he'll see. He'll know. He'll take it from us.
What's he going on about? And who's he when he's at home? Does he mean the Dark Lord? Best keep your ears wide open, Sam.
If we has it, then we can escape even from him. Perhaps we grow very strong. Stronger than the Raises is. Lord Smeagol? Gollum the Great? The Gollum. Eat visitors every day, 3 times a day, fresh from the sea. Must have it, we want it, we want it. But there's 2 of them. They wait too quick and kill us. Not now, not yet. She might help. Yes. She might. Yes.
She? One of his nasty friends, I suppose.
No. No. Oh, not that way. No. Yes. We want it. We want it. The precious.
He's going to attack the master. He can't help himself.
The precious.
We better put a stop to this.
What time is it?
Nice hobbit, nice Sam. It's evening. Dusk is creeping. Time to go.
Curse him. I wish he was choked. Come on, Master.
Time to wake up.
Nice, Master. Nice hobbit.
I slept well. I feel much better.
Sleepyhead, sleepy. Good. Smeagol watches over you.
Yes, Smeagol. You have guided us well and faithfully. This is the last stage. Bring us to the gate, and I will ask you to go no further.
To the gate? To the gate, Master says. Yes, he says so. Good Smeagol does what he asks. So, yes, but when he gets closer, we'll see, perhaps. We'll see then. It won't. Not nice at all.
Oh, no, no. Get on with you. Let's get it over.
Theoden and his host rode on towards the ford of Isen. Dark clouds began to overtake them. The sun went down blood red in a smoking haze. In the last red glow, men in the vanguard saw a black speck, a horseman, riding back towards them.
You have come at last, but too late, and with too little strength. If Éomer is with you, tell him there is no hope ahead. Mm-hmm. He should return to Edoras before the wolves of Isengard come there.
To Edoras we shall not return without battle. The last host of the Éol in Gas has ridden forth. Theoden, your king, is here.
My lord! Command me, lord! Pardon me, I thought...
Thought I remained in Meduseld, bent like an old tree under winter snow. So it was when you rode forth to war. But a west wind has shaken the boughs. Tell me your news.
Things have gone evilly since Theodred fell. Saruman has emptied all Isengard upon us. We were driven back yesterday over the Isen with great loss. Many perished at the crossing. Erkenbrand of Westfold has drawn off those men he could gather towards his fastness in Helm's Deep. The rest are scattered.
We must waste no more time in words. Give this man a fresh horse. Let us ride to the help of Erkenbrand.
Yes, ride to Helm's Deep. Go not to the fords of Isen. I must leave you for a while. Shadowfax must bear me now on a swift errand. Eomer, Aragorn, keep well the Lord of the Mark till I return.
We shall. Yeah.
Await me at Helm's Gate.
What does that mean?
That Gandalf has need of haste. Even he goes and comes unlooked for.
But to forsake us in a time of direst need? Wormtongue, were he here, would not find it hard to explain.
True enough. But for myself, I will wait until I see Gandalf again.
Maybe Helm's Deep will wait long for his coming.
Enough, Harmer. We must put our trust in Gandalf Greyhelm. The deceits of Wormtongue linger too long in your mind.
Eomer! What is this place toward which we ride?
Helm's Deep! It is the strong fortress of our kingdom. A great bay in the mountains commanding the defense of the west fold of Rohan. There Helm defended our realm against the Dunlendings in the old wars. There is the citadel of the Hornbird, which has ever proved the defense of Rohan.
It will prove a hard battle, Lord. The main strength of the enemy is many times as great as all that we have here, and it is ever increasing. Orcs and wild men are hurrying southward.
Then let us be swift. Let us drive through such foes as already lie between us and the fastness. There are caves in Helm's Deep where hundreds may lie hid, and secret ways lead thence up onto the hill.
Trust not to secret ways. Saruman has long spied out this land. Still in Helm's Deep our defense may last long.
The rumor of war grew behind them. Countless fiery torches flickered in the black fields, scattered like red flowers, are winding up from the lowlands in long, flickering lines.
It's a great host, and follows us hard.
And they're burning as they come, rick, cot, and tree. This was a rich vale and had many homesteads. Alas, for my folk.
Would they were here, and we might ride down upon them. It grieves me to fly them.
We need not fly much further. Helm's Gate is at hand.
Who comes to the gate of Helm?
The Lord of the Mark, and the last host of the Aeolingas. I, Eomer, son of Eomund, speak.
This is good tiding beyond hope. Hasten, the enemy is on your heels.
Gambling. I had not thought to see an old and trusty warrior like you in armor at this hour.
My armor and I have grown old friends these past weeks. What news of Erkenbrand? Word came yesterday that he was retreating here with all that is left of the best riders of Westfold.
We had hoped to find him here. Our scouts have gained no news of him, and the enemy fills all the valley behind us.
I would that he had escaped. He was a mighty man. In him lived again the valor of Helm the Hammerhand. But we must draw all our forces now behind the walls. Are you well stored? We bring little provision, for we rode forth to open battle, not to a siege.
3 parts of the folk of Westfold shelter in the caves of the deep, but there is great store of food there, and many beasts and their fodder.
Ah, that is well. The creatures of Saruman are burning or despoiling all that is left in the vale.
If they come to bargain for our goods at Helm's Gate, they will pay a high price.
They will be here soon enough. My lord Theoden, I think you should hold yourself and the men of your household in readiness within the Hornburg. I will array our defenses along the Deeping Wall, for here our defense seems most doubtful if the enemy comes in great force.
And what of the defense of the dike?
The enemy must be held back here as long as you can, but no useless sacrifice. Withdraw within the walls when you can hold on no longer.
I will hold the gate of Helm as long as my old bones have vigor in them.
A wall thick enough for 4 men to stand abreast on. Give me a year and 100 of my kind, and I would make this a place that armies would break upon like water.
I don't doubt it. But you're a dwarf, and dwarves are strange folk. I do not like this place. I shall like it no more by the light of day. But you comfort me, Gimli. And I'm glad to have you standing nigh with your stout legs and your hard axe. I wish there were more of your kin among us. But even more would I give for 100 good archers of Mirkwood. We shall need them.
It is dark for archery. Indeed, it is time for sleep. I feel the need of it, as I never thought a dwarf would. Riding is tiring work. Yet my axe is restless in my hand. Give me a row of orc necks and room to swing, and all weariness will fall from me.
Your wish is granted, Gimli. Orcs, thousands of them, scaling the bank.
The enemy is at hand. They have crossed the dike, though it is filled with their dead.
Since I left Moria, my axe has hewn naught but wood. Now it has something better to cleave.
In darkness or no, I shall see what my bow can achieve. I hope I have arrows enough.
Home, hum, we come with horn and drum to Runa, 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 Rum. Oh, oh.
Are you tired, Treebeard?
Tired? Tired. Well, no, not tired, but stiff. I need a good draught of Entwash. We've worked hard. We've done more stone cracking and earth gnawing today than we've done in many a long year before. But it is nearly finished. There's a bit of Isengard still standing over there. I must see to it.
Gandalf! Gandalf, you're alive! Oh, Gandalf!
Get up, you tomfool of a Took. Where in the name of wonder in all this ruin is Treebeard? I want him, quick.
Treebeard!
Gandalf, I guessed we might be hearing from you. I'm glad you've come. Wood and water, stick and stone, I can manage. But there's a wizard to manage here.
All in good time, Treebeard. I need your help. You've done much, but I need more.
But Gandalf, where have you been? And have you seen the others?
Wherever I have been, I am back. Yes, I have seen some of the others, but news must wait.
But what about our news?
Huh?
Did you know that before Treebeard started to smash Isengard to bits, a great army rode out of the city?
Orcs and wolves and horrible creatures with squint-eyed goblin faces.
They took nearly an hour to pass through the gates.
And that is the army that makes for Helm's Deep. This is a perilous night, and I must act swiftly. Treebeard, I need the help of your horns.
Horns. Act swiftly, you say. That's not much in their line of duty, you know. But horns will help. Tell me how many you want.
Six.
Six? I've done a little better with my bow.
20, at the least.
But that is only a few leaves and a forest. The enemy seem to grow greater every minute. Orcs and men from the hills.
The orcs are within the walls.
They have crept up through a culvert. They are pouring in like rats.
There are enough for both of us then, Legolas.
Khazad! Khazad!
Twenty-one! Now my count passes, Legolas.
Not so. It's me good knife work on the walls. My count is now 24.
You've done well, Master Gimli. I'd heard that dwarves were great axemen, and I've lived to see it proved. But the rat hole they crawl through must be stopped up. The dwarves are said to be cunning folk with stone. Lend us your aid, Master.
We do not shape stone with battle axes, nor with our fingernails. But I will help as I may.
This is a night as long as years.
How long will the day tarry?
Dawn is not far off. But dawn will not help us, I fear.
Yet dawn is ever the hope of men.
But these creatures of Isengard, these half-orcs and goblin men that the craft of Saruman has bred, they will not quail at the sun. They will not give way now for dusk or dawn until Theoden is taken, or they themselves are slain.
Nevertheless, day will bring hope to me. It is not said that no foe has ever taken the Horned Burg if men defended it?
Aye, so the minstrels say.
Then let us defend it with hope.
What is it? What's happening?
The enemy have blasted a hole in the wall. Some devilry of Saruman's, I fancy.
I'd come to tell you that my count had reached 27. But now there will be work enough for both of us.
We can no longer hold the wall. The enemy is everywhere. We must try and hack our way through to the citadel. It is our only hope.
All who can have now got safe within, Aragorn.
Things go ill, my friend.
Ill enough. But not yet hopeless while we have you with us. Where is Gimli?
Was he not with you?
Well, the enemy swept us apart. I thought he'd escape with you.
He is stout and strong. Let us hope that he reached the cave.
Oh, such a refuge would be to the liking of a dwarf.
We must hope that it is so.
But I wish that he had come here. I desire to tell Master Gimli that my tale is now 39.
If he wins back to the caves, he will pass your count again. Never did I see an axe so wielded. But I must go seek the king.
And I must seek for arrows. Would that this night would end, and I could have better light for shooting.
What is the news, Aragorn?
The Deeping Wall is taken, and all the defense swept away. But many have escaped here to the Hornburg.
And Eomer?
We were parted by the fighting. Gamling was with him. They must have escaped into the caves. What hope they may have there, I do not know.
More than we. The air is wholesome there because of the fissures in the rock. None can force an entrance there against determined men. They may hold out long.
But the orcs have brought a devilry from Orthanc. They have a blasting fire, and with it they took the wall. If they cannot come in the caves, they may seal off those that are inside. But now we must turn all our thoughts to our own defense.
I fret in this prison. If I could have set a spear in rest, riding before my men upon the field, maybe I could have felt again the joy of battle and so ended. But I serve little purpose here.
Here you are at least guarded in the strongest fastness of the mark. More hope have we to defend you here in the Hornburg than in Edoras, or even at Dunharrow in the mountains.
It is said that the Hornburg has never fallen to assault. But now my heart is doubtful. The world changes, and all that once was strong now proves unsure. How shall any tower withstand such numbers and such reckless hate? Had I known that the strength of Isengard was grown so great, maybe I should not so rashly have ridden forth to meet him for all the arts of Gandalf. His counsel seems not now so good as it did under the morning sun.
Do not judge the counsel of Gandalf until all is over, Lord.
The end will not be long. But I will not end here. Taken like an old badger in a trap. When dawn comes, I will bid men sound Helm's horn, and I will ride forth. Will you ride with me then, son of Arathorn? Maybe we shall cleave a road or make such an end as will be worth a song, if any be left to sing of us hereafter.
I will ride with you, Theoden, king. But first, I will see what words can achieve.
A parley!
Come down! If you wish to speak to us, come down!
Bring out your king!
We are the fighting, Yunakai!
Bring out your king! We will fetch him from his hole if he does not come!
Bring out your skulking king!
The king stays or comes at his own will!
Then what are you doing here? Why do you look out?
Do you wish to see the greatness of our army? We are the fighting, Yunakai!
I looked out to see the dawn!
Watch of the dawn! We are the Uruk-hai! We do not stop the fight for night or day, for fair weather or for storm! We come to kill! By sun or moon! What of the dawn?
None knows what the new day shall bring him. Get you gone! Ere it turn to your evil!
Get down! Or we will shoot you from the wall!
This is no parley! You have nothing to say!
I still have this to say! No enemy has yet taken the Hornburg. Depart, or not one of you will be spared. Not one will be left alive to take tidings to the north. You do not know your peril.
The gate has fallen. The time for hiding is past. Let us ride forth.
Helm! Helm! Helm is arisen!
and comes back to war. Helm for Theoden, King!
Forth, Eorlingas!
Forth, Eorlingas!
So King Theoden rode from Helm's Gate and clove his path to the great dike. There, the company halted. Shafts of the sun flared above the eastern hills and glimmered on their spears. They sat silent on their horses and gazed down upon the deeping coombe. The land had changed. Where before the green dale had lain, there now a forest loomed.
What wonder is this? Or do my old eyes begin to play me false?
Your eyes do not deceive you. There was a song about the trees that walked, which I heard in my childhood, but never did I think I would behold them visible under the sun.
Whatever they may be, the trees have struck fear into the hearts of the enemy.
They are surrounded. The forest has shut off every way of escape.
No, there is still the valley to the west.
And from the west comes their final doom.
A mighty host, led by a warrior with a red shield.
Erkenbrand!
And a rider, clad in white.
Gandalf, behold the white rider.
In episode 7 of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, adapted by Brian Sibley and Michael Bakewell, the part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm, Gandalf by Michael Horden, and Aragorn by Robert Stevens. Sam, William Nye, Gollum, Peter Woodthorpe. Merry, Richard O'Callaghan, Pippin, John McAndrew, Legolas, David Collings, Gimli, Douglas Livingstone, Treebeard, Stephen Thorne, Theoden, Jack May, Eomer, Anthony Hyde, Eowyn, Ellen Jenkins, Grima Wormtongue, Paul Brook, Kaol, Michael McStay, Gamling, Patrick Barr, Harmer, Michael Spice, and the guard, Christopher Scott, with the Ambrosian Singers. The narrator was Gerard Murphy. The music was composed and conducted by Stephen Oliver. The directors were Jane Morgan and Penny Lester.